Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Dan Pointer's our guest, our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the new book, Tailwinds, Adventures of the Young Aviator, which is a new ebook, folks, with all kinds of multimedia. Go to Amazon. Dan's last name is Pointer. So check that out, Tailwinds, Adventures of a Young Aviator. It's an ebook. Dan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. Dan is, as I've said many times before, is the world's guru on self-publishing. Dan, let's talk. I want to talk about we've been talking about the virtues and the advantages and the wonders of ebooks, but what is the place of traditional books in the future? I mean,
okay, Jim.
20 years from now, aren't you going to want to hold a real book sometime?
You'll get over it, Jim. Books aren't dead. Paper is. We're always going to have paper books, but in much smaller quantities, and the books that are done in very large numbers, but it just costs too much, really, to cut down trees, make paper, print the books up, store them, inventory them, ship them out, answer the phone, all of this retailing that goes on with it. And the e-book is just faster, easier, and cheaper. For example, you are writing your book, you finish it at 6 o'clock in the evening, you upload it to Smashwords, you upload it to Amazon, you've got a book on the market, you're in business the very next morning. Typically, if you're dealing with a large New York publisher, it takes them 18 months from the time they accept your manuscript until they get it out. 18 months. You can do it in 18 minutes.
The world can change in that time. But let's say that that part of it's not a problem. Let's say that, for example, let's say that you're a self-publisher. That means you can get the book out quicker than the New York publishers can. But have you seen the movie The Book of Eli?
I have not.
All right, you should of all people, you should go see that movie, because it's about a post nuclear, you know, apocalyptic world, and the most valuable thing in the world is a printed book, because all the electronics are gone.
Aha, very good.
And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to us, but you know what I mean? It does bother me that we could have great literature produced in the future in ones and zeros, and if something happened, we could have no evidence of that. If the electricity went out or whatever, we can't read a book because of that. I mean, both of my books are in ebook form, but I still think that we should be publishing books in hard copy too.
Well, we're always going to have printed books. There's no question about that. When television came along, they said that would be the radio.
Yeah,
well, we've got more radio than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God. Well, no, I agree, but I do think that it's not either or; it's both and. But I do believe that where e-books are really exceptional is in what we were talking about the last segment. And that is how it's diversifying the concept of publishing, is bringing more people into, allowing more and more people to be authors, to use books in ways that they never would have thought about how to use a book.
Right. You know, I read a lot of books on my iPhone. And if I go into a store and I have to stand in line, that's a gift. I pick up my iPhone and I read.
All right. No, I know. Yeah, I mean, I have employees who read books on their phones. Mm-hmm. So the future of publishing, 20 years from now, what do you see?
Well, we're going to see a lot more electronic in everything that we do, including books. And we will still have books, but they'll be the major, major sellers, and books as an art form. But it won't be necessary to put out a printed book anymore.
The coffee table books, we still have coffee table books?
Oh, certainly. Books is an art form. Yes.
Yeah. That's what you mean by books is an art form.
Yes, yeah. Books that you display. You not only read them, you display them.
But now you're talking about a decimated printing industry then by that time, aren't you?
I would not invest in a book printing company.
Yeah. And so those books are going to get more and more expensive to print because there's going to be less competition, right?
Well, very much, yeah. It could very well be more expensive, yes.
So if we're just talking about the future of publishing. Dan, congratulations again on the book. The book is called Tailwinds, Adventures of the Young Aviator. If you want to go see what future books are going to look like, especially fiction, it's a fiction book, go check out Dan's book at Amazon. Hey, Dan, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for all of us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. An honor and a pleasure, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Dan Poynter,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.